Okay, Tracy.
Okay. I'm going to make a couple of suggestions. I already suggested perhaps a $20,000 trim in our website expenses budget. If you take a look at the other stations, you will find that in most cases they get premiums from the Pacifica Radio Archives representing somewhere between 25% and 30% of their premiums. Some go as high as 40%. In doing that, they save substantial sums of money, like $20,000 or $30,000. We seem to have a scenario of getting 5% of our premiums from the Pacifica Radio Archives. I think perhaps a shift there might be a very simple way to save a substantial amount of money. And I'm going to make a motion shortly. In terms of property tax, the amount that we paid was $9,500. The amount that we would be credited per year is about $8,500 of that, give or take. Maybe $9,000 if we're lucky. So therefore, 3 years of refunds would be $27,000. So that's the amount that we can expect to receive, and I think it should be put in the budget.
Which would get us 4, Tracy. 4 years.
Excuse me, sorry, 4 years.
You might want to check that, because I think it's just 2008, 2009, 2010, and 2011. 2011, we haven't paid, so it's not a refund. We might want to look at what we have under 103, state fees tax. I think that's where we put the property tax, and 1100 is, you know, we have three parcels and we have to pay for all of them, so that's not quite right. On our financial statement, property tax is put under administrative tax. It's weirdly called state filing fee instead of property tax. So I assume that's being carried over. That I'm not even close to what I need to say here. Okay. Here's a motion.
Do you have the little sheet of paper to write it on, Tracy?
Mm-hmm. I have the little sheet of paper to write it down. Reduce line. Ugh. I wish this documents would be a little better put together, but anyway.
Tracy's making a motion. Tracy, can I?
How about if you write out your motion and then I'll call on you to read it, okay? And so we don't have to sit through the process of you working it out. Is that okay? I'll come back to you, I promise. Thank you. Okay, I have two more people who want to speak on the general discussion, and then we're going to go to the motions. Dan Siegel. Give him a...
I want to say I appreciate people's efforts to think about ways in which we can save money, but I want to really stress spending money in ways that should gain us money, right? I think the whole development process... We've spoken about it a lot the last couple of meetings. I think what Andrew has proposed makes sense in terms of Kim Klein coming in to advise us. But, you know, that I would hope that could be done quickly, because I assume that one of the results of that process will be that we will hire a development director to implement the plan. And I think that's critical in going forward. The other thing I want to say is, you know, Tracy's idea about cutting website. That's the future, right, of media, is the website and web broadcasting, all of that kind of stuff. And I think that one of the ways in which we're behind the curve as compared with other radio stations, news networks, and so on, is our web role. So I hope we don't cut that. I'd rather see us expand it.
Thank you. Okay, Sharam?
So I think... I don't have any problem with an interim general manager hiring a development director. The work of this person would be appraised by the new manager anyways, by the general manager. If the person doesn't do the work right or whatever, they can always hire a new one, if that's what it is. I mean, so I don't think we should defer that or we should postpone it. The thing, I have a question in terms of the personnel expenses. I remember a few months ago, it was brought to our attention by the board treasurer, and I think you, Maria, that some of the there was a discrepancy between the actual personnel expenses and what was stipulated in the budget. So my question is, is that problem resolved? And if not, what are the guarantees that this budget is not going to run into a similar problem? I mean, how credible are these numbers that we're getting? In the past, I remember the budgets had a confidential sheets attached to them that actually laid out how many hours each person is getting. So in the absence of that, how credible is this that we are looking at?
Okay. In terms of the detail of the personnel, you received it last time. So the only change on that one was the development director. So we increased the dollar amount. And then also the PD got an additional $10,000. So those were the two.
But we also corrected the allotted FTEs so that we won't have this problem of, I mean, there were mostly in the operations staff, it was not realistic for the FTE that were there that were being needed. And so that adjustment is made so that the it won't go into overdraft because of that. It's probably not.
Let me, if I may. Our budget, and you're right, we should have probably at least brought one copy, but the detail that was handed out to you before, this time around, I really detailed every position, whether it's a staff position with benefits and such, or like Frank was saying, the apprenticeship program instructors, I've got it all itemized out, and I did it based completely on actual numbers from payroll, okay? And one of the reasons that you see such a discrepancy in personnel is that the budget that was actually proposed last year was done so by the then myself, the then interim assistant general manager and the interim general manager at the time. And basically, the changes that were made in personnel weren't the ones that we had proposed, if that makes sense. You know, such as the morning show. That got cut, and that wasn't in our proposal. So, you know, you're looking at apples to oranges. We voted on apples and oranges you got. So.
Okay, we're going to move on to motions now. Maria, did you want to make a comment?
I make a couple of comments. Regarding, web, I'm such a huge supporter of increasing the web. I mean, definitely it's the way we have to go. But, you know, we're stuck between a rock and a hard place here. It's like we need and we want things that are going to advance KPFA, but we don't have the money to pay for it. I mean, everything takes money, everything. From in our staff meeting, I think it was Steve was saying that we need to do, you know, remote interviews and so on. Of course, that would be great, but we don't have the money for that kind of stuff. I mean, I wish we could. My thought is the development director, we can't afford one, but we really can't afford to not have one. I don't know, you know, it's just my thought on this. I mean, one thing that was thought of, actually it was Phil Osageda who said, you know, a development director could go after specific money. So in other words, if we want to increase the web, we go after people, I don't know, Silicon Valley, or I'm not an expert, so I'm just, you know, saying, and if it has to do with the transmitter, we approach somebody else. Grants, we don't have anybody to write grants. We get no grant money right now, nothing other than CPB. And we don't even see CPB money because it keeps going just to national office to pay off our debt there. So we get no grants. Absolutely none. It's crazy. I mean, when we got, I had Andrew sign a document for $5,000 grant, and Andrew goes, "What's this?" I said, "It's a grant. Believe it or not, it's a grant. We're getting $5,000. It's like amazing." But anyway, so that's a thought. You know, development director to specifically go after projects as opposed to just going out there and asking for money. You know, something substantial that people can, you know, sink their teeth into. The apprenticeship program, you know, web, telephone, I don't know, whatever. Develop more in Fresno and you know, get Fresno people out there and so on. And then in terms of the premiums from PRA, love the people at PRA, but, you know, we are now getting more copies, apparently, and I don't know the technicalities of it, but instead of making copies in from Cal Copy or whatever from our CDs, PRA is going to do it. So they're going to cost a little bit less. But I also have, I urge that before we push KPFA to get premiums from PRA, we ask the people who know, and that would be Phil Acevedo and, you know, some of the producers and so on, what's available, and not just say we're going to, you know, allot this much money for it. So anyway, I don't know what else to say. I wish I had, you know, I was telling somebody I wish I was Samantha from Bewitched and, you know, bring us money. But
so do we.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maria. Okay, now there were three people who wanted to make motions, and I asked them to defer, and so I'm going to call on them in the order in which they were originally recognized. So the three people that I'm aware of who want to make motions are Mal Bernstein, Sasha Futron, and Tracy Rosenberg. Is there anyone else out there who knows right now you want to make a motion? Okay, good. So I assume that these people have all written their motions out and that we will be able to hear them. And we'll start with Mal Bernstein. And I think, unfortunately, I think the only way to deal with this is to discuss and vote each motion up and down. However, in the course of the discussion, if makers of other motions think that their motion better serves a purpose, you certainly may tell us what it is that you would say if the motion that's on the floor is voted down. Okay? All right, starting with Mel.
Eliminate the line for development director. Eliminate the line for increasing the interim program director's salary. Reduce the IGM salary by $10,000 and take $20,000 of the savings and put it in the apprenticeship program. I got converted.
Okay. All right. So is there a second?
Seconded.
Okay. So let me just see.
Move to divide the question.
Well, you don't have to do that till we get to the point of a vote, okay? All right, so let's see. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You want to hear all the proposals? Okay. There's been a plea from the floor that we hear all the proposals, and then we'll deal with them one at a time, okay? All right, so Sasha.
Okay, for a saving of $114,000, eliminate both the development director position and consultant for development from the budget to be revisited after a permanent GM is hired and presents a solid development director job description as well as a proposal for how a consultant would actually be used in some detail.
Okay, so, all right, I think I understand that. All right, Tracy. Yeah, read it again, Sasha.
For a savings of $114,000, eliminate both the development director position and consultant for development from the budget, an issue to be revisited after a permanent general manager is hired and presents a solid development director job description as well as a proposal for how a consultant would be used in some detail.
Okay. So far, the differences between Mal's motion and Sasha's is that Mal does not propose eliminating the development consultant, and he also proposes not increasing the program director's salary by $10,000, reducing the IGM's salary by $10,000, and reallocating that $20,000 to the apprenticeship program. Okay? All right. Tracy.
It doesn't seem to me that we have to destroy any efforts at development, but who knows? Maybe we do. I would suggest reducing account 6665, $50,000 to the actual amount that we spent.
Tell us the words instead of the numbers.
The motion is reduce account 6665, computer maintenance, $50,000 to the actual amount that we spent in 2010. Reduce account 6219, property tax, $8,000 to the actual that we intend to pay this year after we file our nonprofit exemption. Reduce account 6413, $20,000, and reinvest that money in premium-derived archives like the other stations do. And add to account 6219 the anticipated $25,000 property tax refund, which we are apparently filing for on Monday. That would be a savings of $98,000, and would restore our budget to balance.
Can I ask you to please? I know that you know the account numbers, but I don't believe everybody does know the account numbers. So if you might be able to give
the
titles.
6665, computer maintenance. 6219 is a brand new one under administrative expenses that now says property tax. 6413, non-Pacifica Radio Archive purchases.
Tracy, slow down. Go back. 64 what?
6665,
I've
computer maintenance. 6219, property tax. Okay, we'll start again at the beginning. Here's how I am suggesting saving $98,000. Reduce account 6665, computer maintenance, $50,000 to the actual amount that was spent in 2010, according to the financial statements. Reduce.
Which is what?
I just said computer maintenance about 800 times. Less than $10,000.
What is the amount spent in 2010?
If you look at your own financial statement, you will see it says $9,600 in that account. You're also...
Okay. Let's just hear it.
I'm telling you.
6219 is property tax.
Reduce 6665, $50,000.
Okay.
That is computer maintenance.
Okay.
That is because that is the actual amount that you spent last year. Reduce account 6219, property tax, $8,000 to the amount you anticipate to actually pay when you file your 2011 nonprofit tax exemption. Reduce account 6413, which is your non-archive premiums, $20,000, and reinvest those funds in buying a larger quantity of archive of premium material from the archives to come in accordance with what all of the other stations in the network do, including KPFK, which raises more money than we do. Finally, acknowledge, and I don't know where you put this in the budget, presumably it would be something like account 6220 that you are anticipating $25,000 in property tax refunds for previous years. So add that to your budget.
Thank you.
That would result in a savings of $98,000.
Thank you. Okay. All right, so we have the three motions before us. I guess this is very unusual and not really okay under Robert's Rules of Order, I have to warn you. Okay, we'll just take them in order. Okay, all right. So Mal is going to motivate his motion. Then I'm going to ask really, really respectfully that we work really hard on doing three things. If you wish to speak on the motion, do so and do so briefly. And please do not repeat anything that someone has already said so that we can vote on these and get out of here quickly. Okay, let me point out that the time for this agenda item just ran out. We set aside 75 minutes. We reached 75 minutes at 2:30. I am hoping that we can complete the rest of this process in the next 20 minutes. 30 minutes. Okay. Cynthia convinced
25,
me.
3 o'clock.
Okay, 3 o'clock. But I'll need someone to make a motion to that effect.
So, second.
All right. So it's been moved and seconded. that we complete the discussion on the motions before us by 3 o'clock. Are there any objections to that motion? All right, thank you very much. Okay, Mal. Oh, and, okay, go ahead.
I think we need to present to the Finance Committee a balanced budget. Otherwise, we're telling them to play with our budget and reallocate it all they want, and I don't want to give them that opportunity. It should be a KPFA budget. I hope we can all agree on that. Second, while I agree in the abstract that a development director is a very good idea, I don't think we've got the funds to do that at this point. And I believe that alone, the elimination of the development director alone, would result in balancing this budget. Third, I see no reason why the interim program director's salary should be raised from what it is now. And finally, it seems to me that in these lean times, the interim general manager should be willing to take some of the heat from this budget. And I believe that the comments that Frank made about the apprenticeship program are worthwhile, and we should try to reinvigorate that program financially. Finally, I would say that we really have a chance now to act as a group and present a balanced budget, and I think we ought to take it.
Was there a second? There must have been a second. Oh, yes, David seconded. David seconded. Okay. Because they have to be seconded before they can be discussed. No, I have to ask if there are anyone who wishes to speak to the motion. Doesn't matter either way, for or against. Okay. All right. Sasha.
Microphone.
Sharam and Jack, did you want to speak on the motion?
I want to move to divide the question.
Okay, all right. Well, you'll be allowed to do that, Jack, I promise.
Okay. Hi. So I'm wondering whether there's some way we can combine our motions here, and I want to just address the major difference that might be that I'm also eliminating the development consultant. And one of the reasons I would suggest is even more important to do that without a development director is I'm not too sure how that consultant is going to consult with. It would seem to me that the consultant would come up with a plan for a development director, kind of, if that's what they're doing, is working with staff. You know, this is the best way to go about raising money, which might include something like look at the members who have fallen off and contact them. Sit down with your board and the membership list of former high donors and see if anybody knows anyone. You know, go make visits to get some of those larger donors back again and so forth. That's the kind of thing that I think would work. Just off the top of my head here, but there is no staff for this consultant to work with, and the only thing I've heard about the consultant is they're going to go organize the Latino and Native American population to bring in more $25 a head donors, and I'm not too sure who the staff is who's going to go visit those communities, and at $175 an hour, it's awfully expensive to pay a non-Latino to go into Latino neighborhoods and try to organize people. And that's why I don't have that there. I don't see a logically thought out use for that person, and I'm not too sure who the staff is she would work with.
Can I respond to that?
Sure.
The reason I did not eliminate that line item was I believe we ought to have some flexibility. The consultant can work with the interim general manager or the general manager as the case may be. And I would like to preserve that flexibility. That's all.
Okay. Sharam.
Thank you. I think it was 2 months ago that we all agreed that there was a need for a development director.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, there was almost one of those consensus, thank you, item that So I'm wondering what prompted such overwhelming sentiment for having a development director and what has changed. I mean, we can't justify that. If we start thinking, as Jack said, this is a strategic, you have to be strategic in terms of your thinking. You can't just think of next 2 months, next 3 months, next 4 months. You have to think about that, as we did when we talked about cash flow problems, you know, and how do you arrange your fundraisings and so forth and so on. But you have to have midterm strategies. I mean, you have to think about 6 months from now, a year from now. And I'm not sure without having somebody who can go out there and raise funds outside the general fundraising strategy we have had, which is overwhelmingly the on-air fund drives. I'm not sure without a development director we can do it. I mean, one of the things that has been missing from the picture in the station is the fact that we are not doing off-air fundraising. We haven't been doing that. I mean, that's, you go to a lot of community radio stations and you know, some of these public radio affiliates, they do most of their budget comes, I mean, I wouldn't say a lot, but quite a few. If you go and do research, a lot of the budget comes from off-air fund drives. They have mailers, they have folios, they do other things. They go to major donors. It doesn't work like this. This model is not sustainable. I think we all agree. And I just said that as an example. I'm not a development director, neither are you. Maybe you are. But what I'm saying is this is the job of a development director to come up with the best strategy that suits our mission, that sort of fits well with who our listener base is. I mean, this is the job of a development director to figure out. You know, they come up with a strategy in terms of how to approach this thing. So I'm against any sort of a cutting of the development director or consultant position, you know, salaries. Or I think we should allocate a good source of funding for this position. And on the issue of a general manager and program director position, you know, it's going to be very interesting. You know, you have a full-time host at the station who gets paid about $43,000-$44,000 a year. I mean, roughly speaking, I don't know exactly. Or a full-time producer or whatever. And then you will have a general manager for the station that gets paid $60,000. I mean, think about it. I mean, do you think the duties and functions are comparable? I mean, I don't think this is common for any nonprofit. Let's get real about this thing. And in terms of interim development program director, I don't see how that's going to. Everybody's talking about how we need to change the programming and this and that, and you're not cutting the. I mean, this is so short-sighted to cut this thing by $10,000, and expect these people to do their work right. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, I have Jack, Pam, and Tracy and Dan.
Well,
oh, I didn't see you, Frank. I apologize.
I want to strike fear into the heart of Sharon by agreeing with him. So this is going to cause you to do a lot of soul searching. I think that we're closer to agreement than we have been in a long time. And here's what I suggest as the terms, as the possible terms of agreement. I think that we should accept Tracy's suggestions about adjustments for the budget. I think that we should accept the idea of hiring a development director. I think that we should not have a development consultant. I understand the wrinkle that's involved in hiring a development director with an interim general manager. I think that in a flow sense, there's a problem with that, But we, in my view, we need a development director now, and we don't know when and how the full-time general manager position is going to be filled. By doing these things, accepting Tracy's rearrangement to the budget, accepting the hiring of a development director but not consultant, and making a strong suggestion to the treasurer and, you know, to the people who develop the finances to look at ways of increasing the budget for the apprenticeship program. Those three things, we have the possibility of coming out of this meeting with a unanimous or near unanimous vote on the budget, which will send a pretty powerful message to the Finance Committee of the Pacifica National Board. And I think that that's something that we should do.
Okay, thank you. I have Pam, followed by Tracy, followed by Dan, followed by Frank.
Well, actually, I was thinking, but I'm not sure I can. Somebody should put these up on the board so we can, some of us are more visual. I don't know. It's hard to see all the differences. I like what Jack said. I'm having a little trouble. I like what Tracy said about including the property tax refund, if that's realistic. I'm not sure about the website thing, although if that's that's what the whole group thinks, and I could go with that. My concern, really, and I'm not worried at all, Sharam, about a broadcaster who's the voice of our station, who people tune in to hear, rather than tuning in to hear the general manager, if we're a little off on those kind of percentages from what other people do, because we're different from a lot of other places. So that's okay. We're talking about with the program manager, it's actually not decreasing, it's just not increasing. So I think we should stick with that. The thing I'm concerned about is we don't lose any more staff that actually does what we're here to do, and that's the programming. And that the second thing we do besides programming is, for our mission, is really the apprenticeship program. So I want some way that we can combine them so that we can really protect the apprenticeship program, which is really an important part of our mission. And I do feel like we should have some sort of development. I wonder if we have to have it full time. I don't think we should have a consultant and a development director. I'm not sure where that leads us, but that's sort of where I'm falling, where that leaves us.
Laura is next on the list, followed by Tracy, followed by Dan.
I just wanted to say about the Tracy's line item about the Pacifica Radio Archives premiums. I can't see that as a viable restriction to put on to KPFA. We do use some Pacifica Radio Archive premiums. We'd like to use them a lot, but they also don't bring in that many funds. We've reused them many, many times, so we need the flexibility to be able to get a premium that might cost $7 instead of $3. It's not like a big jump, but we can't be restricted in that way. That would restrict our fundraising.
Thank you, Laura. Tracy, followed by Dan.
Yeah, three quick things. Pam, I didn't actually take it out of website expenses. I looked a bit more, and it's out of computer maintenance is the category. Just so you know, and we are investing, according to this budget, $10,000 in new computers. For what it's worth. I mean, it has to come from somewhere. Second point is just going back to the original motion, which seems to be morphing, which I'm actually pleased about. I just wanted to put a heads up that last month when we inserted our development director, we also inserted $50,000 in grant funds that hypothetical development director was going to raise. If we're not hiring that development director, they probably won't be there to raise those funds. So those two things have to go together. And the third thing was, you know, on the archives, I understand, but I want to say that our sister station in Los Angeles gets considerably more of their premiums from Los Angeles. They have been raising more money than we have in the past couple of years, and I would hope that with a little bit of creativity, we could shift 10% of our premiums budget around. We're not talking about 50%, we're not talking about 70%, we're talking about 90%. And I think to, you know, squelch some of these other important needs that are coming up, which include, you know, having an actual development department and trying to squeeze some funds for the apprenticeship program, that shifting 10% of our premiums budget is a fairly doable and achievable goal, and something that with a little bit of creativity really should be possible. I'm sure that the folks at KPFK would be happy to give advice on how they use archive-derived premiums. And, you know, as we know, the archive sells stuff, so there is certainly some demand for their products. They have an income stream from them. And that's it.
Okay, thank you. Dan, followed by Frank. I got Anthony.
Okay, I guess we're going to wind up voting on these things all separately, right? Because
it's, so.
Otherwise these packages make no sense.
Right.
I agree with three of Tracy's ideas about the premium. I think that makes sense. It's a small change. Could save us some money. I agree on the computer maintenance. I agree on the property taxes. I strongly want to argue for both the development consultant and the development director. I think that's a process. They go together. It makes sense. I mean, you know, this organization is, we're just stuck financially, right? And we have to have some bold initiative. If our biggest problem right now is we don't have enough money and people are worried about the station going down the tubes, then that's where you spend the money. That's where you take the risk because you need it. I want to, you know, maintain the pitch for the website expansion. I mean, all of us, think of how much time we spend on the web and how little time we spend on kpfa.org, and that's going to be something that needs to grow, and that's also room for expansion. So that's where I am on the issues. I want to see the apprenticeship program supported. I'm not sure, though, whether Mal's proposal makes sense, because I don't know how $20,000 moved into the apprenticeship program makes a difference. It just seems, it seems like a nice gesture, but it doesn't seem like it has a strategic oomph to it.
Okay, thank you. Frank, followed by Anthony.
Thank you all for all the talk about the apprenticeship program. I appreciate it. That's part of the reason why I'm here, and I feel like a lot of the apprentices helped get me in here. I'm not an expert, like I said, with budgets, and this is a little confusing to me. I do agree with Dan that I feel like a director and a consultant, especially since there is a lot of talk, I believe it's Kim Klein and how knowledgeable she is, it's very important, and maybe then there will be some funds available for the apprenticeship program, which is one of my ultimate goals. The website, I also agree, needs, whether it's computer maintenance, I'm not sure clear exactly, or website. I happen to have like a house full of teenagers. They're on the computer all day. They're looking at the websites. They're definitely not looking at kpfa.org, but they're watching all their music on videos on YouTube. They're doing other downloading from the internet, and they get their news from there, what little bit they do listen. So I feel like the website needs definitely promotion. I'm not sure about the premiums. I understand Laura and Tracy both have their ideas. We definitely need to be flexible in the premiums. Like the apprenticeship program, we work hard. We do about a month ahead planning, and we're already trying to figure out some stuff that we might get for the fund drive that might be interesting and different. So I'm not sure how to support these motions. I totally appreciate the sentiment about the funds for the apprenticeship program. And if I understand it, I think I talked to Tracy briefly this morning, that a half-time salary for a year is approximately $25,000 without benefits. So that would be very close to what we would like. And definitely a full-time position, like I said, would help pay for three helpers, one being myself, and time to feel I could move on and give it to somebody else or pass it on. And so I'm just not sure how to support these motions, I do definitely appreciate all of the gestures towards the apprenticeship program. It definitely does need support. I feel like the consultant does to the development director also and the website. So I'm a little confused and in a struggle on how to vote, but thanks for all the input, and I hope we could work this all out.
Okay. Okay. Anthony.
Yeah, I was going to speak to a couple of the elements of Mel's motion, but just to recap what Frank just said, you know, 20K is almost an FTE or half an FTE, which is very significant to that program, given that it's been trimmed, sliced and diced to such a low level. As I recall, with reference to the $10,000 for the program director, if I remember correctly, that was part of the deal by which John Hamilton was kept on the payroll. Other paid staff kicked in hours to cover his pay, and then the program director kicked in the $10,000 to cover his benefits. So this $10,000, I think, just makes her whole. So so I would speak against that, assuming that I have my facts straight here. You know, that's just making up for what she gave to Hamilton.
Okay. Before we come to a vote on this, I want to ask Barbara and Maria about the question of the computer maintenance, because I remember that this came up in one of the budget workshops that we had, and makes me very nervous, so I want to hear what they have to say about it.
Go ahead. I did take...
Tracy is proposing cutting $50,000 from that budget.
The computer maintenance. Yeah. And what I did was I had Rogers Company. I had split up his invoices to web and to computer maintenance. At one time, I had it all under web, so I have split that up. Computer maintenance is, you know, server maintenance, all that kind of stuff, the problems we have. I mean, you can cut it, but it's, you know, either... Pardon me? Yeah, it's going to come back. Yeah, it's either going to come back just because, I mean, when the server's down and needs to be fixed. So we could budget less for it. That's fine. But, you know, don't come back and then say, but you're over budget on it, because that's a reality. So
yeah. Let me just see if I understand the first part. What happened in 2010 was that some of the time that Roger spent on some of the costs for computer maintenance and server maintenance were charged to web expenses. And so in the new budget, what you did was make a more realistic... Okay.
Split it up.
Okay, thank you.
And can I say something about...
Yeah.
I wanted to address the comment about the program director. Some people may have interpreted the $10,000 as going toward a specific thing, and it did happen when the negotiation was going on about whether another news person was going to be cut. In fact, what happened was that the budget had in it $50,000 for that position, and when the person was hired...
Which position?
The program interim program director, and when the interim program director was hired, the national office went back to a former salary rate that was not in the budget, and hired her at 60.
Oh,
so okay. When so this became 10, revealed, she voluntarily said, "I will take the 50," and it happened at the same time that this other stuff was going on.
What Barbara says is correct. And that's part of the difference between personnel budget and cost, is that the PD was budgeted at $50,000, was hired at 60. And when John Hamilton's position was going to be cut, a lot of people voluntarily cut their hours, and and the PD voluntarily went back down to the budgeted amount to be able to keep his position.
Okay.
It's almost 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. So we have to start voting on this stuff, okay? Are we ready to vote? Oh, well, yes. Go ahead. Ask for a point of information, and then I'll call on Tracy.
The PD position, or IPD position, had $50K in the last budget. Wasn't that because there was not going to be a PD for the first few months of the fiscal year? That was just for the annual? Okay. And the second item is, so just to make sure I understand, I follow this. The total expenses for website and the computer maintenance, how much was it last year and how much is it going to be for this year? Just to get
the two things together.
Yes, to add it up. If you lump them together, is there a significant change?
Well, there is. For this budget, I will say we did increase the the both expenses because two things are happening. We're getting a new telephone system, which is going to be maintained in-house, and that's part of the computer maintenance, the issues. And then because the web, we're trying to increase the web, it's, like I said, I don't know when I said it, but Roger has now been able to get the web to stop crashing. Now it's going to go uphill in terms of trying to make it better. So first it was having to fix the problem. Now we're trying to make it better. And that, again, takes money.
And how much the difference is, roughly speaking?
I mean, I'd have to calculate for you, but off the top of my head, I don't know.
There were legitimate calculations done at the time that the budget was put together.
Okay. All right, Tracy. Oh, well, let me call on Tracy, and then I'll call on you, Andrew.
Taking a look at what we spent last year in between website expenses, computer expenses, general repairs. I'm sorry. Okay, let's be clear about the categories we're talking about. Website expenses, computer maintenance, general repairs and maintenance, and I guess telephone maintenance. And again, I think that it's, part of the reason this is all a bit confusing is that we're not separating out consultant fees and we're switching things between categories, and that sometimes makes it hard to get a grasp. But we spent about $150,000 on those things all combined. Obviously, a substantial amount of that went to Mr. Marquis, but I don't know how much. Since that time, we've spent $50,000 replacing our telephone system. And we've also are planning to invest $6,000 in new computers, which I believe is servers. And we would be leaving ourselves with a figure of about $130,000 this year if we make the cut that's been suggested. So I think we have to look at whether acquiring new equipment at all reduces our computer and maintenance expenses, which of course it should, and whether we basically want to have no development capacity whatsoever in exchange for spending $150,000 maintaining our equipment. I think that maybe one is a higher priority than the other, and that with the $120,000, $130,000 that we have in there, we should be able to get enough technical assistance to keep our website up and running, our brand new telephone system working, and our server fixed when it goes down. Based on previous years, what we spent in 2009, that's very doable.
Okay. I'm not sure exactly how to approach this, but I have a suggestion, and that is there are two of the proposals before us include the notion of eliminating the development director. I'm not talking about the development consultant, but eliminating the development director. And at least in Mal's original proposal, he talked about revisiting that issue depending on the budget situation and so on. So everybody should keep that in mind. You always get to go back and change your mind. But anyway, I think we need to, I would suggest that we vote on that item first. And then take up the other items as they come up. Is that okay with people? Can we do it that way?
Put those issues on the board.
Oh, Oh, I'm sorry. Andrew wanted to comment. Let me let Andrew comment before we go ahead.
Thank you. I believe one would have to take into account the salary lines for the computer maintenance and at KPFA. If one adds up the consultant, our IT person, Antonio, our half-time web person, Miguel Guerrero, Michael Yoshida's input into the computer and DevRel as well, plus the $40,000-$50,000, that's about $250,000 in computers. So I just want to throw that into the mix. If you add in the salaries plus the amount of money actually spent on hardware, it's a big piece of KPFA's budget and probably by a factor of maybe five larger than any other station in the network. KPFA is very computer reliant. On the other hand, there's a lot of stuff that we have at KPFA that other stations don't have. Most other stations, there's going to be a discussion about this with some of the tech people from the national office on Monday, by the way, to try and ascertain and work out what the actual amounts of money are at each of the stations in terms of computer expenses.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Okay. Andrew, I know you have been meeting with different people with tech expertise and so forth and so on. Is the overall, I know this is not an easy question, is our problem, because as at this point I find our website not very impressive, you know, I mean, let's be very frank, I mean, it's not appealing at all. Is the problem the matter of having more hours into it, or is the lack of, I'm sorry, but imagination and creativity in terms of having the skills and everything to do the work? I mean, are we throwing more hours to it, is going to do it, or is the problem a little more intrinsic, if you will?
Okay.
I just think we've been looking at we've had a web working group. We haven't got very far in terms of answering that question. I think we really need to look at how we deal with our website at KPFA. I think we could do much better, and I think we spent a lot of money on it, and I think there are ways we can improve upon it. I don't want to suggest them right here, but I have been thinking about it. I don't. It's not complete yet in terms of proposal, but we're definitely thinking about it, given the amount of money we spend on our web. Yep.
Okay. So now we're ready to vote on these things. Okay. So the first vote is on the proposal to eliminate the development director position entirely from the 2012 budget, which would save $97,000. Okay? Everybody ready for that? I'm going to ask the secretary to take a roll call because otherwise it gets too messy.
So it's 97,000. Yeah. Point of information.
Yes.
Did I miss it, or was a motion made and passed to divide Mel's motion?
We're going to do it item by item because otherwise we'll be insane. Okay.
Okay. Just wanted to make that clear. So, it's a roll call vote on eliminating the position of development director, which is $97,000 budgeted. Okay, we'll skip through this. Agamir?
No.
Agamir, no. Bernstein?
Yes.
Bernstein, yes. Drake?
Reluctantly, yes.
Yes for Drake. Fest?
No.
Fest, no. Futron?
Yes.
Futron, yes. Gans? Abstain. Gans, abstain. Goldmacher?
Yes.
Goldmacher, yes. Helenan, not here. Johnson?
No.
Johnson, no. Kim?
No.
Kim, no. Kurzweil?
No.
Kurzweil, no. Nor?
No.
Nor, no. Privis?
Yes.
Privis, yes. Rosenberg?
No.
Rosenberg, no. Russell?
No.
Russell, no. Sawyer?
Yes.
Sawyer, yes. Siegel?
No.
Siegel, no. Sterling?
No.
Sterling, no. Akio Tanaka?
No.
Akio Tanaka, no. Kate Tanaka?
No.
Kate Tanaka, no. Turner? Okay. Turner, yes. Wilkinson? Pass?
No. No, I'm yes.
Wilkinson, yes. Withers? Withers, yes. So the yes votes are 9 to eliminate and 12 no. So, and one abstention, so the motion fails.
All right. Okay, so the next... question is to eliminate the development consultant, and I understand this would be a savings of $17,000. Is that right? Am I correct about that figure? Okay. Okay. Okay, so development, that's our next vote.
Okay, and that's 17,000, correct?
Yeah,
okay.
17.
Okay, Agamir?
No.
Agamir, no. Bernstein?
Yes.
Bernstein, yes. Drake?
Yes.
Drake, yes. Fest?
No.
Fest, no. Futron?
Yes.
Futron, yes. Gans?
Yes.
Gans, yes. Goldmacher?
Yes.
Goldmacher, yes. Johnson?
No.
Johnson, no. Kim?
No.
Kim, no. Kurzweil?
Yes.
Kurzweil, yes. Knorr?
No.
Knorr, no. Privis?
Yes.
Privis, yes. Rosenberg?
No.
Rosenberg, no. Russell?
Yes.
Russell, yes. Sawyer?
Yes.
Sawyer, yes. Siegel?
No.
Siegel, no. Sterling?
No.
Sterling, no. Tanaka, Akio?
No.
Akio Tanaka, no. Kate Tanaka?
No.
Kate Tanaka, no. Turner?
No.
Turner, no. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Wilkinson, abstain. Withers?
Yes.
Withers, yes. So that's 10 yes, 11 no, and that fails. And one abstention.
Okay.